The Trump administration has implemented strong policies. Some have labeled them draconian to limit undocumented immigration across the U.S.-Mexico border. But the latest numbers from Customs and Border Protection show those policies are having the opposite effect. In February, record numbers of undocumented border crossers were recorded, and those included an unprecedented number of so-called large groups of at least 100 people. With me to talk about the numbers and the policies is Sarah Pierce, policy analyst for the Migration Policy Institute. Sarah, some people are extremely surprised by these higher numbers. Are you surprised, and how do you interpret them?
I definitely am part of the surprised camp. I mean, these are remarkable numbers. We have more families arriving at the southern border during February than we've ever had in any month before. That is, for lack of a better word, a bit of a crisis. We have, you know, something going on at the southern border that we've never seen before, and we have kind of a government that's scrambling to deal with it and decide how to best address it.
Well, do we have an administration in place that maybe based on what their policies are, they have in some cases created this, whereas it seemed based on their rhetoric, at least, they wanted to do just the opposite?
Right. Yeah, I definitely think that the administration has exacerbated this crisis. We have an administration that's constantly trying to put on these very draconian policies on our southern border. So family separation being, you know, the perfect example. But they've also tried to create an asylum ban in between ports of entry. They're starting to implement this Remain in Mexico policy, a lot that's attacking asylum at the southern border. So I think it's very logical that a lot of these asylum seekers are seeing this as an opportunity to really rush the border and get in before the next hammer comes down.
Let's talk a little bit more about who is crossing. Are we seeing a lot of children? Are we seeing a lot of families?
We're mostly seeing families. So 54% of the apprehensions in February were families. A lot were children as well. Over 6,000 of the apprehensions were children. All put together, 62% of the border crossers in February were families or children. So these are largely vulnerable populations who are seeking asylum in the United States.
How much does this situation, do these numbers, complicate a next step, whether it is congressional action, whether it is a determination by the Trump administration or the DOJ, all these different packages when it comes to the courts, when it comes to where to put people? How much does all of this complicate an already complicated situation?
Well, luckily we did see this coming a little bit, right? In the most recent budget bill, Congress did give DHS money to change its systems at the southern border to deal with more vulnerable populations, and DHS is slowly starting to implement that. They're still very overwhelmed. They're still having a lot of trouble, you know, handling these populations because they require such different resources than we've used in the past at the southern border, but that's at least started. As far as trying to control these flows, this administration has really been struggling with that. Like I said earlier, they keep trying to implement these very harsh policies to really deter people from arriving at the southern border, to limit how many can apply once they get to the southern border, and then to limit how many ultimately receive asylum. And those just don't seem to be working, either because they're getting caught up in the court system or because deterrence doesn't really work when you're talking about people who are fleeing dangerous situations.
That's a great point, because I think many people would have thought that when they see the family separation policy and see these young children in court or crying because they've been separated from their mother, one would think that if deterrent were pure, then that would make sense. But clearly, these are people who are leaving horrible situations.
Right. And I think a great example of that is the fact that during family separation, a lot of parents were deported. And during the reunification process, those parents who were deported were given the choice. Do you want to reunify with your child, have your child sent back to your home country, or do you want that child to stay in the United States? And many parents, the majority of deported parents, chose to have their child live in the United States. They wanted their child to escape the dangerous situation at home and have a chance at a better life.
Today, we have Secretary Nielsen testifying before Congress. Are there certain questions that you think need to be asked? Are there certain answers you're interested when it comes to what she might say when it comes to migration?
My biggest thing is whether or not they're going to take this, you know, unbelievable month of February as a signal that they need to change tactics. Clearly, their tactics of deterrence and trying to limit asylum aren't working. And what we'd really like to see is them fix the problems that exist with the asylum system. The Trump administration has very legitimately identified a problem in which when you're adjudicating asylum petitions, there's too much time between the start of applying for asylum and the ultimate adjudication. So most people have a preliminary asylum interview at the border. They are permitted to enter the country, and then they wait 3, 4, 5 years to go before a judge to actually have that ultimate asylum adjudication. And if they're legitimate asylum seekers, that's a big problem for them. They're living in this quasi-legal status. Their case isn't resolved. Once they go before the judge, all of the evidence is really outdated. But the system also really incentivizes people who have, you know, less than legitimate claims to come in and really take advantage of that system, because it's a bit of a free ticket into the country. So fixing that problem, I think, would go really far to controlling and tampering these flows a little bit. And I'd love to see the administration change tactics on that. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of faith that they will.
Well, that is Sarah Pierce. She's a policy analyst for the Migration Policy Institute. Sarah, thank you for the time this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.